river. Her heart full with Krishna. Krishna's images, Krishna's darshan, and her basket full of valuable jewels, ratnas, diamonds. Any loss? She just gave. This is patram, pushpam, palam, toyam, yumi, bhaktya. She gave this with bhaktya. See what is she getting. Well, not that we should be making plans. At least our heart filled with Krishna, Krishna consciousness. Then, whether we get pocket full of any wealth or bank balance, sometimes Krishna even takes away the bank balance. This is, and he does this so as anugraha, as a benediction upon his devotee. As we're talking, wealth is, person is less wealth or no wealth, then he could attend to Lord. He has time. Or he will have less friends, huh? Less parties. And then he's more free for the Lord. So, anugrahami harishe tat dhanam shadai. This is a statement from Bhagavatam. Harishe tat dhanam shadai. I take away wealth. This is my special anugraha, benediction. Sometimes, Lord, so. So he may give, he may take. If Lord wants to give, he has so many hands. How much could you take? You have only two hands. He has so many hands. If he wants to give with his so many hands, how much could you take? But also, if he wants to take with his 10 hands, how much could you hold on to? So giving or this. This is ever changing. This wealth comes and goes. We have to make sure of Krishna consciousness. That is our real wealth. Krishna is our wealth. And we never lose him under all circumstances. We maintain Krishna. Other things come and may come and go. And still maintain equilibrium of mind under all circumstances. That is Krishna consciousness. And then, sariti tiragatam krishnam bhagnarjuna. The play. Yashoda sends Rohini. Hey, go bring the children. It's time for their food. They should be eating by now. So Rohini goes, but was not successful in bringing Krishna and Balaram, getting them to stop their plays and bring them home. See, she did not succeed. Then Rohini says, no, Yashoda, you go. Because Putravatsala, you have more affection for these children. So you will be able to bring them home. So now Yashoda goes. Kridantam sasutam balamerati velam sahagrajam. Sahagrajam. Agraj is Balaram. First Balaram has appeared. So Balaram and Krishna. A long time they had playing, and Yashoda is now there on the banks of Jamuna, and she's nearing the scene where Krishna Balaram playing with their friends. Krishna Krishna Aravindaksha Tata Ehi Stanam Piva. As he's addressing Krishna, Krishna, as he's addressing Krishna, 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 the way he's addressing is immediately catching attention of Krishna. And she is inviting, please come, to do what? Sadam people, drink some milk, drink some breast milk, please come, come. Alam vihare, stop this playing. Kṛta krantaha krida kranto si putra. Child, look tired. He did not eat from this morning and he had been playing all day. He Rama agacha. That's a calling. Balaram. Sanuja kula nandana kula nandan. You are Nandan, son of our dynasty. You are best amongst in our dynasty. Prateriva krata aharasta bhavan bhoktu. Both of you have not taken anything. Because it is that, I remember my mother also doing these things. Us playing and absorbing playing and mother coming, screaming, and coming with a stick sometimes, and trying to stop us. Reminding you are not taking food, sometimes dragging us. Very similar. Did that happen to some of you also? Yes. Or in South Africa this day? And that proves some... And does that happen only in Hindu community? The Christian mothers and Muslim mothers, they have to deal with their children in a similar fashion, yes or no? Yes. This proves that there's some close connection between Lord and us. We are following, what we are doing is just perverted reflection of what goes on in the spiritual sky. It's just there's no Krishna in the center, that's all. Otherwise, put Krishna in the center and it's what Krishna does, and mother chastising and they are playing, and Krishna also has a child playing. And all children, Bala Vasta Krida Sakta, Shankaracharya made this observation. Bala Sakta Bala Vasta Krida Sakta. If you're a child, you are attracted to the place. Krishna did this, was attracted to the place. And children all over the world, they are attracted to the plane. When I traveled for the first time to America, I saw children playing. American children playing. I was amazed. No, really, I was thinking, American children must be scientists and... From childhood they must be working hard through their microscope or telescopes. They have no time to play. Indian children play, but why American children? So this is, Lord has made this world, this world also. Bala, if you're a child, you are attracted to the place. Regardless, we made all this religion, that religion, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism. This is some kind of, this is not a pure, this is a, the dual nature, dvandva of this existence. To divide, religion should be uniting, but religion is unfortunately dividing the human society into different fractions and divisions. But if we make observation, we could see we're all children of God, governed by the same laws of the Lord. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityu. One who takes birth must die. Could somehow, there's a Hindu law. We have nothing to do. Could anyone say? Oh, that's from your Bhagavad Gita. No, no, we don't follow this. There are no different laws for different countries and different societies and human beings. Same law applicable to every single being. We are connected. We are closely connected with them. So that reflects in some of the your mundane dealings, and you make some connection with the, what goes on in the spiritual sky, goes on in Gokul. So, this is Mother Yashoda reminding children, yes, as a pratikshatetvam dasharha bhokshamano vrajadhipa vrajadhipaha. The leader of the Vraj is Nandamara. Nandamara is waiting for you. She come. So he's waiting, so he should return, and he also says, Duli Dhu Sirita Dhu Saritanga Swam. And look at your clothes, all dirty, throwing some, getting some dust off their children's clothes, and And she's encouraging this. And you all children, the friends of Krishna and Balram, Swagrahan Yadava, you should also go, boys. Go. Go to your homes. Your mothers are also waiting. And then Yashoda is bringing it to the attention of Krishna and Balram. Pasha, pasha. Look, look. Hey, Krishna, look. There. See some of your friends. They already have taken bath. Look at the new clothes and new ornaments they are wearing. What about you? You should also. Let's go. Take bath. And you also wear new clothes. Take food. And you may play again. Yes, you do. And you could play again. Viharasva svalam vitaha. So, saying so, haste grahitva saharama chutam. See, here Krishna and Balram. Krishna in one hand and Balram with their hands, and he is returning to the home. Bringing children, bringing Krishna and Balram. To remember, just visualize Yashoda bringing Krishna and Balram to back to home. Samuha, Brahadvani and all the elders are sitting in Brahadvan and making some plans. They are going through this demon came, that demon came, and somehow we're protected by this way, that way. Thank God we are protected. But you know, we need to leave this town. Lots of terrorist attacks. And we need to do relocation. Relocate. That's the plan being made here. Relocation plan. In fact, one big scientist also made this proposal. This earth is unlivable. So his proposal is we should look for another planet. And some boat is in difficulty, then you need light boat. You get into another boat, right? Leaving the mother boat or main boat. So he's proposing that the global warming, things are warming up. The snow is melting, the levels of the ocean waters is going to be rising, amongst other difficulties, and the lifespan going down, reducing, is not 70 years, 80 years, 50 years. I heard it's gone really drastically down in this country because of the AIDS. Youngsters are living bodies in their 20s and 30s and 40s. No full lifespan. So all sorts of difficulties. Of course, we also have a proposal. We propose going back to Bhagavad. That's the only place that's free from trouble. And there's trouble everywhere.
Viva!
Viva! So where to go? And then proposal has come from Nanda Maharaj. Vanam Vrindavanam Namo Pashavyam Navakananam. So we should, Nanda Maharaj has proposed, we should go to Vrindavan. In fact, Nanda, Upananda, was so much concerned about the terrorist attacks and activities and Rakshasas coming and attempting to kill children, Krishna. So he had realized long time ago this was not a safe place. So he had been traveling around all over Brajamandal and trying to find a safer location. He took that initiative and he had traveled all over and come back. And when they were thinking, where to go, where to go? And Upananda said, I propose we go to Vrindavan. And he explained the reason. Pashavyam Navakananam. One of the reasons. Gopi Gava Sevyam Punya Dritrana Virudham. So Vrindavan, there is Govardhan, that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan forest. There are 12 forests, one of them is Vrindavan. All that region between Jamuna and Govardhan, that is all Vrindavan. And so there's lots of grass for our cows. Concern, is it a concern? Lots of grass also for the cow. It's Govardhan Hill. Lots of waters and crystal clear lakes and safer location. We should go there. Bhavatam yadi rochate So if you all agree, so he proposed and said, all in favor of going to Vrindavan, raise your hands. Are you all there? Or you want to leave South Africa and go? What's the best place to go? We all belong to Vrindavan. Where are we from? Vrindavan. Do not forget. We are from Vrindavan. Where are you from? When you come to India, people are, where are you from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Sometimes devotee fears, I'm from France. But you know, after saying it a few times, devotee begins thinking, am I really from France? Then the next person asks me, oh, where are you from? From Vaikunth. I'm from Vaikunth. So that's where we come from. So it was unanimous decision. Everyone decided, yes, let's go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dhama Ki. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe.
Kesi bhakta bhakti bhakta Thank you.
The cows are considered wealth. Cows are the wealth. So they want to protect wealth. So any kind of attacks, demons, any emergency. So the men are there in the front with some sticks, some weapons, so they're protecting cows, the cows in the front, and all the carts. And the procession begins on the banks of eastern bank of Jamuna. They're proceeding. And it was evening time when they started their traveling. And Krishna, Balaram, Yashoda, and Rohini, they were in one cart. They're all proceeding. So many carts, hundreds and thousands of carts. And Krishna's cart is somewhere. Krishna's cart is somewhere. And they all wish, oh, I wish my cart was next to Krishna's cart. Why am I left so much behind? Where is Krishna's cart? In which cart is Krishna and Balaram riding? No. They all have this thought, where is Krishna's cart? Could my cart be next to Krishna's cart? Could our cart be next to Krishna Balaram's cart? And they're all thinking like this, and they also, next thing, they're experiencing, each cart is getting experience, those who are riding in the cart. Yes, their cart is next to Krishna's cart. Each cart is next to Krishna Balaram's cart. Knowing the desire of all the devotees, and Krishna expanded. As many other carts were there, those many carts, Krishna Balaram carts were there. Like as many gopis, those many Krishnas and Vrasanas and like that. So as they traveled, and it was getting dark, as it is now here, and their goal was to cross Yamuna, because Vrindavan is on the western bank of Yamuna. But it's not practical, feasible to cross Yamuna in the middle of the night. So they camped. The whole camping was done. They stayed overnight, camped out on the eastern bank of Yamuna. And next morning, there was Uti Uti Gopala and all that. And they all got up, they got ready, got their carts yoked. This is Yamuna, how to cross? There's no bridge, and they all had to go across. So what they did, they tied one cart and then another cart, next cart, another cart. Like they built the bridge. And they all walked and then they pulled the carts. Many of them, they swam across. And they were not only swimming, but they were holding calf on the shoulder. Calf was on the shoulder, and then the cow of that calf, mother, was swimming right behind. So hundreds and thousands of those men, coward men, some are just swimming, some are carrying calf on the shoulder, and the cows are swimming right behind. So you could imagine that kind of scene, how residents Goku, they managed to get across and over to Vrindavan. And with that, another chapter, new chapter begins. And Krishna willing, will deal with that sometime. Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Gokul Dham ki jai. At least come sometimes to Vrindavan. Come to Gokul. Visit all these places. These pastimes will come alive and more. Certainly some difference. To hear these pastimes here and hear these pastimes there in Vrindavan. Right there. Where the pastime took place, you sit there or stand there and you hear these pastimes. So on Brajamandal Parikrama, which has existed always, and that takes you to all these different pastimes of Krishna. 30 days of tour, or that is also there. So you could go, come to Vrindavan, on your own, go to some of these places, take a guide, devotee, Vaishnava guide. Take Krishna book with you, go read Krishna book there. Or to go sometimes on Brajamandal Parikrama and thoroughly cover the entire brush with all the pastimes, cover all the pastimes of Krishna. So this was the sampling that we did here during this not even full dose. It's 5 days instead of 7 days. Because the goal is nityam every day. This idea that you would get into study of this Bhagavatam, regular study, regular hearing of Bhagavatam, and regularly chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Initially I wasn't sure how you would handle this Bhagavad Katha.